This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Jesus Vega. Date of birth, October the 23rd, 1969. Case ID number is 5953384. Date of exam, August the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance dated 9/13/2022 from Dr. Jose Gonzalez, and also a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/22/2023. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old separated male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and left foot total metatarsal foot amputation. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in February of 2022, where he did yard work for 25 years. The claimant states that he worked off and on jobs. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his daughter and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, hypertension. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, left foot wound with two toe amputation. And now a full total metatarsal amputation of the foot. Allegation number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed as having hypertension. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches. He does complain of blurred vision. The claimant has no in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, or cerebrovascular accident. He has also been told that he has no nephropathy and that his kidney function is normal. His blood pressure, however, at this visit was 195 over 99 mmHg, which is very high. He was started on Diovan 80 milligrams QD, which he states he takes daily. He has been told to follow up with his family doctor for a reevaluation of his medication dose. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 25 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. The claimant does have polyneuropathy of his feet and hands and does have peripheral vascular disease of the lower extremities. He checks his blood glucose once per month and states that the last reading was 300 mg/dL. He states his blood glucose levels have been from 110 to 400 mg/dL. He is presently on metformin, 850 milligrams QD. The claimant was diagnosed with non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. He states that his last hemoglobin A1C was 5.3, which is very well controlled and normal. Allegation number three, left foot wound ganglion with partial foot amputation. The claimant states that on February the 17, 2022, he stepped on a nail which was rusty and dirty, and sustained an infection of his left foot. The claimant states by February 19, 2022, he was admitted to the hospital secondary to having foot ganglion with a severe cellulitis and infection. At that time, two toes were amputated. Then in September, on September the 13th, 2022, the other parts of his foot became infected with cellulitis and ganglion, and the claimant now has no toes, a partial foot amputation at the metatarsal area was performed. The claimant still has a 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter ulcerating wound on the lateral part of his foot that is still healing, in the healing process. The claimant also had surgery on 2/19/2022, which consisted of a peripheral transluminal coronary angioplasty of the legs secondary to occlusion of his arteries. He was diagnosed with a transmetatarsal amputation or a partial foot amputation and now has a stump of his foot which still has an inferior lateral left ulceration which has not healed completely. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, punk, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, tingliness, comma, numbness of the legs, comma, and occasional pain as well. He states that the pain is usually in the evening when he goes to sleep. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room. The claimant was diagnosed with a status post partial transmetatarsal amputation consisting of all toes being removed with peripheral vascular disease and angioplasty performed to open up the arteries of his legs. The claimant does have a cane that he uses when he goes out, which was prescribed by Dr. Jose Gonzalez. He is presently on no medications for pain at this time. The claimant is at this time pending another surgery to remove a bone on the inferior lateral part of his foot, which appears to be fractured and appears to be a osteomyelitis, which is to be removed. His wound size was 3 centimeters by 2 centimeters by another 2 centimeters. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs with the rail, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time or squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when he goes out. His physician is Dr. Jose Gonzalez. His condition at this time appeared to be healing. However, It has not healed completely, secondary to a possible osteomyelitis of the fifth metatarsal bone. Family history. Father died at the age of 72 from diabetes mellitus, myocardial infarction, and hypertension. The mother is 79 and in good health but has retinopathy. Medications, metformin 850 milligrams POQD and Diovan 80 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, left foot cellulitis with two operations, one consisting of two toe amputations on 2/19/22, and a second surgery, which consisted of a transmetatarsal amputation of all toes of the left foot, performed September 13, 2022. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he smokes socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The surgery for the angioplasty was performed on February the 21st, 2022. He had a bilateral percutaneous transluminal artery angioplasty. Physical examination. Temperature was 97.0 Fahrenheit, weight 250 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches tall, BP 176 over 113 mmHg, second reading was 195 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 36. General, this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and has no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his daughter. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 meters, and there was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or growls were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pius pulses were 1 plus on the left side and 1 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1 plus on the left side and 1 plus on the right side. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The claimant did appear to have some ulcers, and the skin appeared to be very shiny, indicating peripheral vascular disease. He also has pitting edema. Calves were mildly tender. The Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has peripheral artery disease of the lower extremities with poor circulation noted. Neurological. Could you could you please drop down to the last sentence, flexors of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat untalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses at all times. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have some tenderness around his calves and his foot area. There is joint swelling, erythema, fusion, and deformity of the left foot, where the claimant has no toes at this time and has a foot stump where a total metatarsal amputation of all toes was performed. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to flex 70 degrees for the lumbar spine and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, especially in the left lower extremity where the claimant has a partial amputation of the foot. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires an assisted device at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the left lower extremity, in the foot area where the claimant has not recovered from his amputation, cellulitis, and ganglion, and appears to have an ongoing osteomyelitis of the fifth bone. He is unable to heel, toe, and walk normally at a tandem rate. There is normal strength grip bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left toe cellulitis, ganglion, and possible osteomyelitis of the fifth digit. Probable diagnosis is, number one, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. However, the claimant's blood pressure was 195 over 99 mmHg, and he does not appear to be well controlled. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant is a non-insulin dependent diabetic, type 2. His last hemoglobin A1C was 5.3%, which is very well controlled. Allegation number three, left foot stump with partial foot amputation and amputation of all toes with an ongoing cellulitis and ganglion of the left lateral foot, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant also has peripheral vascular disease. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Jesus Vega.